The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I was eating lunch with my husband here at DJ Automatic yesterday, and he says, "Ooh, this is awful. Taste it." Why do people do that? Good morning. It's Wednesday. Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And first of all, we were at a place I didn't want to go to. He was really hangry, so I decided, let me let him pull into the health food spot.
Well, it was the only place. There was no fast food for days. And you know how Dana feels about her fast food. She wants fast food.
It's not even fast food. No, it wasn't just fast food. Going in there, I knew. I was like, this place doesn't look that good. Everybody in there,
everybody was in yoga pants.
Anthony talks about going to yoga. It was a bunch of Latinx people that just got out of yoga, nice. You know? And then Otto got the jalapeno chips, which smelled like dirt and jalapeno.
Yeah, that would have, you rolled the dice on that one, bud.
It was awful. I didn't even taste it.
If it says jalapeno chips, you think it's going to taste like jalapenos, right?
Not at
the health food
spot. When you were little, when you would just put dirt in your mouth, and that's what it tasted like.
Who puts dirt in their mouth?
When you're little, you get a lot of dirt in your mouth.
I've done a lot of dirt in my mouth.
I know what dirt tastes like.
I know, but not on purpose, and you ate that dirt on your own yesterday as a grown man.
As a good Irish Catholic boy, I cleared my plate. That's what I was taught. And my sandwich had grapes in it, Aunt. Red grapes. I never had a sandwich with grapes in
it. You're out there, dog. How are you living, dude?
I should be able to run a marathon or something today.
Did he have you try it, Dana? And did you try the chip?
I did not. Oh. I left the chip there. I sniffed the chip. It smelled like dirt and jalapeno. And I said no. And I didn't eat my bowl. I went and did what I had to do. I had an appointment. Came home and made myself chicken nachos.
There you go. I think, what does it say? Sometimes misery loves company.
Yeah. And
that's what it was.
As your husband, you are my wife. You need to experience that chip so we could say how bad it was forever.
Yeah, what's yours?
Now I'm just got to talk about a chip that tastes like dirt, and you don't even know what it really tastes like.
For better or for worse, what's yours is mine, and what's mine is yours type thing.
Dirt chips included.
You know what? You can have the chip.
Oh, God.
100% it's yours. Stop asking people. Stop saying, hey, this sucks. Taste it.
Dana does love fast food at a funny level,
like,
too.
You don't even understand how much Dana loves fast food.
Every time we're traveling, you always hear Dana just out of nowhere go, can I get some fries? What does it mean, the car? Dana's
because
car.
That's my cheat
fries?
Space. When we travel, that's my cheat space. So it's my chance to get fries.
Sour cream has forever been ruined for me. When I was in high school, my creative writing teacher, we were having a big end of the year celebration, and I love some fruit salad.
I don't know where sour cream's coming into the fruit salad.
Sour cream.
Because on her plate, she had a big old bowl of what I thought was fruit salad. And she ate some of it. She goes, ooh, this is so good. You want some? I was like, is that fruit salad? She's like, yes. Gives it to me. A spoonful of sour cream.
What?
Right to the dome, dude. Ugh.
With fruit in it?
No, nothing in it. There's this good old prank. Nothing but sour cream,
dude. I like sour cream.
Ew. Give me some of that dirt chip instead,
that's all
dude.
I was going to say. That's why Automatic ate the dirt chip. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go to start with National Spumoni Day. That's a good dessert right there.
All right, shout out to the Italianos listening.
Yes, a little frozen treat. And we'll wrap it up on National Senior Citizen Day.
Oh, shout out to the moms, the dads, the grandmas, the grandpas, the aunties, the uncles. And let's all pray we make it there someday.
Hey, that leaves. I get to that blue zone, baby.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I know as a woman, I've been warned since I was a little girl, don't talk to strangers. But there's something about meeting a friend of a friend, right? Let's say someone introduces you casually to one of their friends, and all of a sudden you develop a trust.
Yeah.
Today's crazy crimes of passion, 23-year-old Chloe Jones met William Munzingo through a mutual friend. So when he offered her a ride, she didn't hesitate. She's like, okay. Then she goes missing. And her entire family is searching for her. No one has any idea what happened. What Chloe didn't know is that William Munzingo had been convicted not once, not twice, but three times on kidnapping other women.
How was he not in jail?
He was, but did he just get out for good behavior?
And what time? When was this?
This just happened. So
that's even more like shocking.
Oh, it's so shocking. William Munzingo was staying with a couple. They believe in second chances. They believe in rehabilitation. He was working with them. They allowed him to stay inside of a shed. Now, the woman's husband went in without knocking and saw Chloe, whose face, it didn't appear human. He goes to tell his wife. She calls 911. Here's an excerpt of the body cam.
You know he's in there for a fact?
I know for a fact.
Yeah. out and kick your door.
I swear to God, go ahead. She can't see out of her eyes.
This is the moment police broke in and arrested him.
Stop it. Drop. No, not your whole body. Get up. Turn around and walk backwards.
This is so scary to me as a woman because I think of all the missing persons, most of whom are women. And you wonder, are they alive somewhere?
Why don't you have a sit right seat right there on that stool?
There's a water.
We'll get you some stuff here.
Thank goodness this woman called 911. And at the end, this sick man, William, was telling her, Chloe, I love you. Chloe, I love you. From the police truck that they put him in.
Not that it makes it any better, but I'm glad they found her after only 4 days.
Oh, automatic for sure. Chloe wants to talk to people about her ordeal. She wants to warn other women because she doesn't want anything like this happening to anyone else. The reporter from Fox 8 asks her, what happened? She describes her ordeal and even warns other women.
It was petrifying. You can see my face. I wouldn't wish this on anybody. And I want to tell the young girls across America, it's not safe to get in cars with people you don't know or meet up with friends through friends.
And it's unfortunate. We talk about this all the time, but women have to move differently. We have to be constantly aware of our surroundings and in fear to a certain extent. Now, the reporter goes on to ask, what kept you going through all of this torture?
My son did. I thought about him every day. I just saw his little face in my head every day.
Her son, who this man would threaten, you'll never see your son again.
So he's back in jail. Is there any way that he can never get out again so he can't ever do this again? Because he's already done it 3 times. It proves that he's going to do it again.
The unfortunate thing is that I think us and people in general, why can't you just put him away? It all comes down to the laws on the books.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that this will be the end for him, but we don't know, right? Her mother, Chloe's mother, is so upset, and for good reason. She spoke to the news station as well.
He has been convicted 3 times for the exact same offenses, and he was allowed to reoffend over and over and over. I am angry. This is not acceptable.
All we can do as people is warn one another, like Chloe is doing. She's so strong to come forward and talk to other women and warn them, and also for us to get active in our communities, local elections. Because we got to make sure the laws on the books put perpetrators like this away forever.
I realize this happened on their property, but it really goes back to if you see something, say something.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We have our contestant on the line here. It's the Dana Cortez Show. Antonio, Hi. Are you ready to play Who's Lying? Are you ready to do this? Let's go.
Yes, I'm super excited. I don't even want to come with you guys. I'm
always lying. Can't believe I'm coming with you. Okay. Okay, this is probably one of my favorite days of the week. So, Antonio, we need to be your number one morning show. You need to know who we are. We're going to tell you a little bit about ourselves. Go around the room. Catch is, Antonio, someone's telling a lie. If you guess correctly, you get DCS merch. I go first. My name is Dana Cortez. And, you know, people know about El Chapo and all that, but you don't know about me. I was actually arrested by the FBI on the radio.
Oh.
While I was on the air. And let me tell you something, though. My relationship at the time was so bad that the general manager of that radio station, he said to everybody in the building, this has to do with her ex. This can't possibly be Dana. And he was right, and I got to keep my job, and here I am.
DJ Automatic here. I actually never had any intention of being on the radio. I was DJing at a Nas concert one night, and the radio program director came up to me after the show, and he looked at me. He said, hey, homeboy, I'm going to change your life. And I said, how's that? He said, I'm going to put you on the radio. And for a guy that was afraid to speak in front of a classroom, that was not going to go for me. I was like, you know, I'm not really interested. He said, no, you start next week. Here
and
I
now
am.
We are, right?
Yeah. Change your life.
Anthony, and I'm kind of on the other side of that. I come from a background of radio personalities. My older cousin was the first one that had me in the studio since I was a young boy. So it's kind of been like a family fulfillment moment since I've been on air.
You've had the gift of gab for many moons. All right, Antonio, somebody's telling a lie. You guessed correctly. You get the DCS merch. Who's lying?
I think it's Dana.
No! Antonio, no!
No!
As crazy as it sounds, my first radio job, full-time radio job, I was on the radio and the FBI pulled up to the radio station. They had their gear and everything. I was one of the 10 most wanted in Texas over something that I didn't even do. I had nothing to do with
it. What was it that they were looking for?
It was my ex. I don't know. It had something to do with identity. I think he stole my identity or something.
Oh.
Yeah, it was so like this cool weird story. Thing. No, it's really not?
It's cool now. Not then.
I had to go to jail.
Did they put you in handcuffs and everything?
Yes.
Walked you out of the studio and had me. Too bad we don't have that on tape.
It was actually me who was lying. Nobody in my family was ever in radio. And as a matter of fact, when I got into radio, they said, good, so you can stop talking to us nonstop.
Anthony, I was lying. And Automatic really was telling the truth. Hey, you ever been arrested?
Yes.
What for, Antonio? We won't tell the last name. We ain't got no weird. Come on now. What was it?
For something that I didn't do. Driving while being brown.
There you go. I believe you.
Just like every homie in jail. That's something I didn't do.
Antonio, we love you so much. Thank you so much every day for being a part of our lives. We love you. Thank you.
Appreciate
you.
Bye.
We love you guys too, man. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye. Don't forget, if you want to play, call us now, 877-730-DCS1. We could be playing Who's Lying with you next week. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's official. Jennifer Lopez filed for divorce from husband Ben Affleck yesterday. How much does she want in spousal support? Well, let's discuss right now. First, though, celebrity birthdays. DJ Automatic.
We got Usain Bolt celebrating today. That used to be the world's fastest man. Yep. Then we got Brody Jenner celebrating. And Samantha from Sex and the City.
Oh.
Kim Cattrall.
Okay, so Jennifer Lopez filed for divorce from Ben Affleck yesterday. Paperwork is in, and she did it herself. No attorneys. Now, number one.
She's a pro at this point. I'm sorry. That was too easy.
Automatic, that's not funny. Number one, she's not asking for any spousal support. Number two, there was absolutely no prenup at all. Oh. Number three, they have almost $100 million home to sell. I'm assuming that they'll split that. Here's my thing. I know a lot of people are coming down on her like, oh my gosh, she's been married this many times. She's been the same woman. These men marry her and want to change her. What you see is what you've always gotten from jump, literally. And the way that society continues to villainize her for wanting to find love, it just doesn't make sense to me. Maybe I'm taking it kind of personal because I was married twice before I married you, DJ Automatic. It's embarrassing. It is embarrassing, but it's a part of my life. And I'm glad I didn't give up because I wouldn't have found you. I love you so much. You're my best friend. She's just wanting to find that person who's going to accept her for who she is.
I don't even have an argument to that. But I mean, she's done it four times. I mean, she obviously has bad judgment at this point. She needs to she needs to do something with herself in order to find that love because obviously she is the problem.
It's not her. It's the men wanting to change her. She's the same woman.
Maybe she has love on this pedestal that's unachievable, though. Because sometimes love is not exactly what... It's not fairy tales.
I think that all she needs is a man to support her. And
she
I don't think
gets
that's
all the support in the world from all these different guys.
Ben Affleck wanted her to quit her career. That's not support.
How did
that's
he want her to
changing.
Quit? He was in her movie.
And he said, I don't want to be here.
And that's what that movie is what makes me think that she has this weird idea of what love really is. And love isn't fairy tales and princess stories.
It's not. It's your man or your woman supporting who you are, not trying to change you. You got any thoughts on this one? Please call in 877-730-DCS1. You can send us a text as well.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Beyonce's grandpa used to slang moonshine. Where am I going with this? Let's talk about it more inside Food News. Time for Hottest Hashtags on your Wednesday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Ew, you're sweating.
So before we did this Hottest Hashtag, I asked everybody, y'all use Credit Karma? Everybody's like, yeah. So a survey from Credit Karma found that parents and most families were feeling less financial pressure this year compared to last year with back to school, but still aren't 100% comfortable spending money.
Inflation is still outrageous, and the corporate greed is just ridiculous.
It really is, but Automatic, it's not just that. It's psychological. The pandemic, what happened to everybody in the world, it messed with my mind. I'm scared. I'm scared to...
I've always been a saver.
Work. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah, my fear of being poor again has kept us afloat. Yeah.
Your yin to my yang. No, my poor mentality is like, go buy the bag. Go buy this. That just keeps us poor. So,
dude,
thank
one
you
thing
so
that's
much.
Also ramped up too is like the psychological breakdown you might have of maybe having a kid. Because like I've laid with some women and then I'm like, oh my God, if I have a kid, I have an inflation baby. I'm not ready for that.
I didn't even think of that part.
Imagine, I don't even know how much formula is nowadays. That's crazy.
I don't want to know. No. Automatic, you got that vasectomy. You need to go get everything tested. You need to go get everything tested. We don't need no crazy inflation babies, okay? Food News, DJ Automatic.
So Beyonce's grandpa was a moonshiner, and that has made her decide to put out a new whiskey. It's going to be called Sir Davis, and she's doing it with Hennessy. It's going to be $89 a bottle. bottle, but you can get Beyonce's very limited liquor online right now at sirdavis.com.
Ladies, homies, be careful, because if your lady drinks a whole bottle of Beyonce, she's going to turn into Solange.
Remember the elevator moment? Yes, darling. Any kind of brown liquor, I'm a Beehive member. Is that her brand? Is that what we about?
I feel like she's going to sell thousands of cases of whiskey and she's going to be okay.
I want the pretty bottle, but it better be signed.
I mean, the bottle is awesome.
It's
it
one of those
really
check
cool
moments for her, like where she's like, let me see if these fools will go out and buy this. And they will.
And we will. I was going to say, we won't drink it, but we'll buy the pretty bottle.
Or they'll buy it for their husbands.
No, come on, bro. I go to your house, I'm like, yo, this is a bottle of that Beyonce. Hey,
look at
yo
this Beyonce I
it's
got.
It's called Sir Davis. You wouldn't even know it was Beyonce if I didn't tell you.
National Day Anthony A.
All right, let's go to start with National Spumoni Day. Ooh, a nice little Italian frozen treat.
I don't know what it is, and it must not be that popular.
Well, it does have candied fruits in it and nuts in
ew
it.
That reminds me of my grandma. She's like the praline ice cream.
There it is. Well, okay. I've been to New York, Little Italy. It's good. Yeah. I love it. All right. Okay. And we also have National Senior Citizen Day. Speaking of grandmas, yo.
Let's shout out all of the people in our lives that are senior citizens. I love my mom, my grandma, everybody. Hopefully we get there one day. Do you remember a couple of years ago, we delivered flowers on Valentine's Day to a senior citizen home?
Yeah.
Automatic. Anthony, do you remember?
People that can talk more than I can.
Well, not only that, think of their interesting stories.
No, I loved it. I love to talk with senior citizens because they do have something. They're always telling you something you can learn from.
The knowledge
and
that they pass
like,
on.
And a very morbid sense of humor. I'll never forget
that. Oh, for sure.
That one woman's like, well, I hope I make it longer than these flowers.
Like, take your kids, volunteer, take them to a senior citizen home. They'll learn something, I promise. And the people that live there will love it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Ooh, my girl Sexy Red just came out with a lip gloss line, and the names of these glosses are not safe for work. Let's discuss. All right, Anthony A, celebrity birthdays first.
We have Brody Jenner celebrating his birthday, YouTube star Koi LeBrat celebrating his birthday, and Usain Bolt as well.
All right, Sexy Red has a new line of lip gloss, and every single name is not safe for work. I don't think that we could say one of them on the radio. I came up with one, like, it's Juicy Lips.
You should be able to say one of them, right?
Go through the list, Automatic.
Gonorrhea?
What?
She has a lip gloss called Gonorrhea?
You can say it, but why would we?
Why would you name it that?
Because she's being provocative. And Sexy Red knows her audience. When I drug you to the Sexy Red show, you know who was there? College students, frat guys, sorority people.
Mostly white women, yes.
A lot of my LGBTQ+ homies, you know, brothers and sisters were there, and me and Automatic. And so I think she knows that this group of people are going to buy it because everyone around you tells you not to. Like when your parents would tell you, don't listen to that music, what'd you do? Everything they told you not to do?
Yep. Okay. You are never going to get me to put anything on my lips called gonorrhea.
Yeah, time out. I want to distance myself from this lip gloss.
You don't know what you haven't done it already, Automatic, okay?
Oh, I know I haven't done it. Trust me.
I hope not, because you're my husband. But anyway, I just remember when I was little, anything my mother or my nana would tell me not to do, don't listen to that mixtape because it's got bad words. It made me want to listen to it more.
I don't buy
the gonorrhea lip gloss. Everybody's going to buy it.
You got to bring up gonorrhea lip gloss again. Yeah. I've never experienced gonorrhea lip gloss or gonorrhea.
I know that there's something that your parents told you don't do that you did even more because they were telling you not to. 877-730-DCS1. Call us or text now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier, we were talking about the Sexy Red Not Safe for Work lip gloss. Why is this being discussed now? Automatic Anthony, I said to you, when your parents say, don't buy that because it's ratchet. Or whatever. And we all did the same thing. When your parents say don't do it, you want to do it even more.
Thanks. I remember I got in a huge fight over a Too Short CD.
There you go. See, Automatic, there you go. So I started thinking about things that I did as a child that I got away with. Uh-oh. That I've never told my mom or my nana. And I feel like part of me, I should come clean now. Okay. I should tell her. I should confess. I'm grown. I made it. She raised a productive
my mom
member
listens
of society.
To this.
Okay, well, my mother. Hi, mother. I'm so sorry. I used to take her Corvette to school and she had T-tops.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, baby, I would pull up and everybody would run to the car. It was so beautiful. It had blue leather interior. And then I would rush it home before school was over.
Oh, no wonder we got married.
That's- Why, Automatic? Well, let me tell you something. She started figuring it out and I stopped doing it because she said, you know, you was in the car. There's not a lot of gas in here. I said, what? No. And I never took the car again.
Was this before or after you got pregnant?
Before.
Oh, okay.
It was on the road to that.
It was on the road to pregnancy, to high school pregnancy. Why did
you speak to this more? But the irony of pulling one over on your parents as a kid, you always think you're smoother than what you actually
are. Right, Anthony?
Like, I remember thinking my mom didn't have any experience in any of this. And she's like, no, sweetie, I did what you did and more.
Yeah, but- I already been there, down that road, down that path.
Growing up, I was really into the Oceans movies, like Ocean's 11, Ocean's 12, yeah, and whatnot. Yeah. And I led the whole senior prank that my high school did. And we went over and we painted a rival school's boat.
Did you get caught?
No, we never got caught. Not by the police, not by the school campus, nobody.
Does your mom know now?
Yeah, the story ended up coming out. Like, oh, I was so into Ocean's 11. If I was born in another time, I would have robbed banks.
I said my mom.
My mom listens to this, so...
I don't care. You said, Dana, no wonder we're married. You have to tell me.
Okay, so I'll talk about... I used to steal my dad's car. My dad had a Nissan Z, and in ninth grade, he would leave to work, and I would wait till about 8:05. I'd be late to my first period, and I would take his Nissan Z to school, and I would keep it there until lunch, and then at lunch, I would drive home, and then I got my first quarter report card, and it said that I had 24 missed days of first period.
Mm. So you already confessed.
Like, how can you miss 24 days? And I didn't want to tell him I had his car, but
I'm sure he figured it out. Hey, do you have a secret that you've kept from your parents your entire life?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.